Hello, and welcome to Exhortations. This podcast is brought to you by the Uloga Church of Christ in Uloga, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earl, and I'll be your speaker today. Today, we're looking at the Christian and his influence on the job. In our first part in this series, we'll be looking at how work is noble and right. The Christian life is a life. That is, Christianity is not something we put on the first day of the week, like our Sunday apparel, and take off when we get home. Rather, Christianity is a religion of Christ lived and practiced at worship, in the home, on the job, everywhere. Therefore, let us never limit Christianity to the formal acts of worship. Work is noble and right. The Christian will be employed. We see that from creation. God has ordained that men work. In Genesis 2 and verse 15, the Bible says, "And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it." The first man with his first job, Genesis 2, verse 15. We are to labor, working with our hands, that we may be able to help others. Ephesians 4 and verse 28 says, "Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who has need," Ephesians 4:28. But also notice 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 through 13. Here the Bible says, "But we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly, and not according to the tradition which he received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we were not disorderly among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but worked with labor and toil night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, not because we do not have authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this: if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such, we command and exhort our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good." We see that we are to work, to labor. The Christian is to be employed. It is noble and it is right. Jesus, being a carpenter, is an example of someone who is working, and how he is an example to follow. We know that very clearly. Mark 6 and verse 3 tells us, we see the phrase, "Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary?" And so we see here that Christ, that was his occupation before he began his earthly ministry, preaching and teaching and doing all the things which he did. He was a carpenter, a trade he learned from his earthly father, Joseph. Not only is it honest to work and noble to work and right to work, but it is necessary to happiness. In Matthew 20 and verse 6, the Bible says, "Why have you been standing here idle all day?" Matthew 20 verse 6 is a picture of misery. Suicides are committed daily by those who have become inactive and who subsequently have developed a pessimistic outlook on life. The Christian should be employed. And as we'll look at next week, we'll look at some things a Christian must practice to be a good example on the job. And we hope you'll tune in next week as we study this topic. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a good week.